His police department together, his fire department together. Now I want you to put his state together, his city, on some help down there with HUD and so forth. I said, it'll be done. But what I'd like to do is say, Daley, you talk to Larry O'Brien. I'd like you to tell Bob Weaver and this group, that damn it, get in here and meet.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that if you could do this, I don't care how you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can back out. I told everybody I'm not going to touch these things, that I wanted you and Jim Rowe to take every problem that hit over here. I haven't looked at any of the rest of them. Hell, I didn't talk to Tom McIntyre once. I just said, leave it over to them. Now, if we don't do it, and I don't expect Rowe to do anything. He's got a bad heart. He's old. He's gone to Jamaica. He'll be in here. But I just thought it'd give you a little cover, a little association where you could go and make the decisions. And,
and
he admires you and likes you.
The fellow I'd like to bring aboard, I think that he could be damn helpful to us, Terry Sanford.
I told Henry to call him on the phone. He called me the other day. Said, I want you to know I'm for you. That I'm not an enemy of Bobby Kennedy's, but I'm not for Bobby Kennedy. I'm not for kicking our president out in the middle of a term, because I think it says to all the nation that we've made a mistake and we're no damn good as a party. And I think it's the worst thing we can do to elect Nixon. And said, I just don't believe that we could do it. When you have a governor and you have a one-term man, you throw him out and say, well, we made a mistake. That horse won't run. We got to get another. And said, nobody will go with another. So I want you to know I'm available to help you and do what you want to. I said, well, Terry, I want you to come up here and talk to me in the next week or two. But I can't very well call him unless I've got a boss that tells me what to do. Well, you know, I'm pretty well informed in the House and Senate as presidents go. I think I know more than Kennedy or Roosevelt and the rest of them. But I've never gone to House and Senate unless you or Barefoot said, go do it.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't want to do these things.
Well, I'm going to talk to Terry, and I expect him to be up here Monday.
Well,
and there's some things that I'd like to get him involved in.
He can go in the cabinet, he can go in the under cabinet, he can go in anywhere he wants, anything he wants after this thing's over. We got to do something between now and August, and we got to do it primarily in the next 10 days. That's when it's being done in California and these other places. Now, Warren Christopher says that things have improved 25% out there, but somebody needs to be on that phone, because we know that UNRWA's pitching in. And if they want me to come out there, I'm going out there. I want to do whatever I need to do, but I need somebody that's master of this ship from daylight to midnight. I want you to be it if you will be it. If you don't, I want to make some other decisions. But God, I need you, and I don't know how I can change unless this quit, and I don't want to quit. I want to go on and see it through. Now, Wirtz has made a hell of a good speech the other day with the liberals. He's going out with Adlai and that group now. You'd all had a ringer up there, they tell me last night, Arthur Graham did at Pittsburgh. Humphrey said he had a wonderful day or evening in Milwaukee, a reception going out there, and his breakfast this morning. So I think we've got the potentials now. We've got Wirtz off his tail. We're making some changes in the Vietnam thing, as you see, with Westmoreland coming in here. And I think at the editors will have Westmoreland and Abrams, and we'll get this eye picture across a little bit better. I think we'll have, we hope, some victories out there moving out of. So, but we've got to keep them from taking these organizations before we can get to them. Now, Connolly and Hughes and Daley and Brannigan tell me that they're just as locked in as they can. Nobody's doing anything in Michigan, though. Nobody's doing anything in California, though. We've got Lynch in that delegation, but we ought to put some good movie stars in there. Arthur Cram and Lou Wasserman and Jack Valenti, all those guys can get in there and do it if we got somebody saying, I want four people. Well, I want so-and-so. We got lots of business support. We got all of labor. George Meany says, I'll put men wherever you want them. So he sent B. Miller to Wisconsin, and he sent Kirkland to New York. But if I can't supervise them, and if they don't know what to do, so you've got to tell them what to do. Now, what I want to know is, will you do it? If you tell me you'll do it, then I'll just listen for your instruction.
Well, you just leave this with me at this moment, and I've got things going in several places, and then let's just take a look at what the hell we've got revved up by the middle of this coming week. Let's just let me work on this thing.
I've
got New York not good. I'm sorry to see those fellows this morning. I didn't say anything to Frank, because, God damn it, they're doing the best they can, and they at least got motion up there, but I didn't like the fact that they're saying, well, if he gets 100 delegates, it's a victory for Bobby and all that sort of thing. But I don't want to be, you know, just get them moving. And on Michigan, very honestly, at this point, I don't know what the hell. The Ohio thing, we're getting a rundown of every damn delegate in Ohio. And I think we'll have a pretty good cover on that. We'll have a good cover on Pennsylvania, as you point out. You got a cover on Illinois and a cover on New Jersey. I'd like to get a cover on two or three of these border states, too, because I think we might neglect those. I want to get Terry in here, who was bright as all hell. He was an original Kennedy fellow in 1960, and get some specific assignments for him. I think that he ought to be in that citizen's action by the first of the week. I expect that I can get together with him on Monday, and we'll just, you know, I think on the California thing, I just don't, it hadn't entered my mind that Krim and Jack and those fellows ought to be able to put a little color into that.
Well, they can put in color, and they can put in money, and they can put in whatever we need put in if we just need somebody to tell us.
Yeah.
We could got papers out there. They may have the Times. I assume that Bobby's friend that runs it, but we got plenty of leverage here, my friend, with justice and with a lot of these other things, with all the things pending. And we've got both the Los Angeles Examiner and San Francisco paper. We got the mayor in San Francisco just by God turned them upside down, ready to have anybody tell him. We need to have you out there to meet with that delegation and say, let's put some color in here, let's do this, let's do that, and have about four assistants with you. But we're just waiting and putting off here, and I thought we made the decision when I told them to have you and Jim Rowe do it and called you in and said, now, y'all, it's yours, period. And now the damn thing is wobbly, and they say, well, now, don't call Larry because we don't want to rush him. He wants to take a little time this weekend. And then Henry came in last night and told me that he thought it ought to follow your judgment, but let's take a little, let him discuss it. And I said, okay. And so then he called me back, and he said, now, I think you ought to call Larry, and I think you ought to do this. So I'm doing it. Now I'm at your hand,
okay.
And I don't want to just wait until it's too late. I just want to be on top of all of them. But I can tell everyone that I think you can have the whole cabinet in and doing anything you want them to do anywhere. And I mean that goes from, we're going to change this whole Vietnam thing, this whole chief of staff thing, this whole poverty thing. And we can put our man in poverty. We can, this boy's going to run it where we want it at the moment, but maybe we ought to put Joe Califano or somebody over there that can really go into these cities.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's our man. It's not just depending on them.
Yeah.
And
is Joe available?
Well, he's got his program set up. That depends on you and Barefoot. I think he wouldn't need any more messages.
Right.
And I told him that he ought to be up there to this Queens meeting Tuesday. They said that O'Connor called and said he wanted somebody in the White House there. Well, hell, he's raised in New York, gone to all their schools, and came out of there. He said he'd just love to go. But I don't know how to use these folks. If I send a man, you say you don't know him. Levinson's awfully good in New York. He has no political knowledge at all. But these kids are White House folks. And what I would like to do is I'd like to see you just take this thing and run it until any way you want to run it until August. And I'd like you to take over the whole damn election and run it. And if you want to run it inside or outside, and if you want to be chairman and then do any other damn things you want to do in business or something else, I'm for you, I believe in you, I trust you, I think you and I work well together, and I don't know that we've ever had a disagreement in a meeting on any legislative political thing, but we have to move, and we just can't trust this thing to a group of folks now. A lot of folks got to answer the phone. Cecil Burney's over here doing the best he can. He doesn't want to do a damn thing, but we got nobody else to do it. And Jim hadn't arranged anybody. He said he wanted an executive, and whoever they had, they tentatively arranged Johnny Crooker. But we had to put him on the CAB so we can sew up some of these airline things. We can sew up the whole goddamn outfit, but we've got to do it, and we haven't got much time. Now, Michigan, they're calling out there, and I don't know. I talked to Ruther. Ruther said, well, I'm not going to be against you. I don't know, though.
I think you've got to talk to Ruther.
I think you've got to talk to Ruther. Meany says he will be. But Meany said we're going to take Michigan anyway. Well, I think Meany may talk more than he knows.
Yeah, I agree there. I agree there.
Well?
I'm more concerned about Michigan right this
time. Well, I want you to call Jim O'Hara and say, oh, we want you with us. Now, if you can't do that, well, we'll have to get Marvin to do it. You'd be better.
If you can't do it,
then I'll do it. I just want somebody doing it, though. They tell me that we ought to have Jim O'Hara. I've had two requests in the last 48 hours to call him. He's waiting. But I haven't called him. Now, what'd I do?
Jim O'Hara, let me call him right now.
I just call him right this second. Tell him we want him and want him bad. And we want him and... Then I think this, Larry. I think you can pass out some chips. I've never been done this administration before. But I think that you can just say, now, you got a deposit, you can write a check on me, and I'll honor it. And I mean, if you have to go to GSA or to Clifford or whoever it is, just let them know that we're playing for keeps here, and let's wrap this thing up. And the only way Bob will ever be president is for you to make him president. Yeah. If you want to...
Did you see his comment today?
No. What'd he say?
Just looking at it here on the ticker. Kennedy said today, Johnson's decision, Westmoreland, indicated new direction.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That'd make him happy. I'm having all these folks in that he's talking about next week.
Yeah.
I'm having Ridgeray in. I'm having Vance in. I'm having Bundy in. I'm having Lodge in. I'm having his friend Max Taylor in. I'm going to sit here 2 days on these things and work on them. All I've got to do is, if he just lay off of us just a little, I keep presidentially, publicly proclaim, like this boy Sorensen warned me to, that we have played hell, and that I'm transferring it to a commission headed by Senator Kennedy, because they would just holler a deal, and McCarthy'd run us both crazy.
Yeah.
So I just told him that, but I said, I will be glad to have Senator Kennedy. I sent for Teddy. Got him in, and I sent his suggestions to everybody, the Joint Chiefs, and told him to carry him out. And I don't have any trouble dealing with him, but Sorensen went back, and I don't know what the hell happened. I just said, we can proclaim it because it would be a deal, but I'll listen to any of them that want to. I made Joe Califano go sit in Bobby's office on the city's message 3 weeks ago, and I called Bobby myself. Now, Bobby can be president, but he oughtn't to be president till he's 46, and I'm not... trying to hurt him, and all he's got to do is just to, he's going to defeat congressmen, senators, everybody else. If he beat me for the convention, he wouldn't get one vote in 25 states I can name. He just have, I've had some of the top men say, my God, if you don't run, I'm going Republican. I don't care who it is. He wouldn't do it. He'd be worse than Al Smith ever was. But he don't have to unless he just cuts us to pieces, and you're the only one's going to bridge this gap. You're the only one's going to bridge it, and you're not going to bridge it till you take charge of our forces until they see it. You're not going to bridge it barehanded without a gun on your shoulder. You're going to have to show them that you've got the power of this administration, this cabinet. They'll recognize that. When they see you with the power and see you calling your signals, well, then you can do it. But there's a whole lot of people, I think, the newspaper people are egging them on. These folks like Dick Goodwin and Ted Sorensen, and they think that you'd be a Farley or something, and everybody knows better than that. And they, so what you've got to do is just say, I'm in charge, I have authority to speak, I'll play it fair, I'll play it decent. We've got no commitments to any human being except you. We've got none to Humphrey, we've got none to Sanford, we've got none to Connolly, we've got none to Daley. I do have Hughes' commitment, and Connolly's commitment, and Daley's commitment, and Brannigan's commitment, and every Southern commitment. I think I'm sitting here with 1,700 delegates that have pledged to me that he will never touch. I think we've got 166 congressmen, and they've got 8. We've had 25 announced for us, and he's had 8. And we haven't got the Southern ones. I think it will have 35 members of the Senate, and there'll be 10 or 15 won't do anything, and he'll have 10 or 15. But I think I can't have that unless I've got you telling them what to do.
Yeah, well, the initial stages of this, I honestly think they're working fairly well. We need some significant improvements, but the fact of the matter is that his problem, as I see it, is he's got to show a definite launching and a major breakthrough in a hurry. Now, in my judgment, I couldn't understand why the hell he'd go into Nebraska, for example. If I were with Bobby Kennedy, I would have urged him not to go into Nebraska. I thought that was the game he was playing, and when he announced on Saturday and Nebraska closed out on Friday, well, apparently his people came to a different judgment, and I have to assume it's only because they felt they had to be in.